Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for May 5th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. With the exception of the Pixel 2 XL, all made by Google phones have been made available in three colours. Google undoubtedly experiments with other colour combinations every year, with a great Pixel 4 XL colourway actually surfacing yesterday. The prototype Pixel 4 XL leaked on Chinese shopping site Taobao. Laden with stickers and identifying markers, the larger phone comes in a never-before-seen grey colour. It's clearly lighter than the Just Black model, while the power button is actually darker than the white one that is used today. The back panel provides quite a nice contrast to the dark, glossy camera bump, that is for sure. It's ultimately, though, hard to discern how close Google was to launching a grey Pixel 4 XL. This model could be nothing more than a colour used during testing, though. Then again, the fact that the company took the time to theme the power button is somewhat suggestive. Let's hope, though, we get more matte options with the release of the Pixel 5 later this year. So following the recent release of the Google Pixel Buds, our attention has now turned back to Google's next upcoming device, the mid-range Pixel 4a. We may have gained a small sneak peek at using the Pixel 4a thanks to a screenshot from Senior VP of Hardware Rick Osterloh. Osterloh took to Twitter today to celebrate a personal milestone in Fitbit, coincidentally a recent Google acquisition, sharing a screenshot of the app congratulating him on 7,900 miles travelled. However, many eagle-eyed folks on Twitter immediately recognised that there was more to the screenshot, concluding that it most likely came from the Pixel 4a. The biggest piece of evidence is that the status bar icons are significantly shifted to the right, undoubtedly to compensate for the hole-punch display we've seen in past leaks. Of course, there are plenty of Android phones in the wild with hole-punch displays, including the OnePlus 8. Based on the fonts used in the text and the icons in the status bar, though, we are confident that this is indeed a Pixel device that has been customised by the Pixel Themes app. Making a specific version of a smartphone for just a single carrier, of course, isn't uncommon, but for the past several years, we've seen hardware variations on those devices kept to a minimum. The OnePlus 8 5G UW on Verizon, though, makes a few more changes which, in turn, will actually affect the accessories you're able to buy. First pointed out on Reddit, the Verizon variant of the OnePlus 8, not the Pro, which Verizon doesn't actually sell, is different in one key aspect from its Unlocked and T-Mobile counterparts. Specifically, the phone's volume buttons are actually in a slightly shifted position. Instead of being a little above the power button and almost directly across from the alert slider, the OnePlus 8 5G UW moves those buttons slightly downward. This change can be seen pretty plainly in accessories. For instance, a spec case for the Verizon model compared to a T-Mobile go-to case from the regular version shows the difference quite nicely. What does this mean for buyers though? Well, basically, it means that not all cases will fit the Verizon model. Most likely, a case will only work with the OnePlus 8 sold by Verizon, if you can also buy that case from Verizon directly. That even includes OnePlus's own cases, such as the new Sandstone options. So let's hope we see more options directly from Verizon for those buying their OnePlus from there. Back in February, Google announced that it would require all Nest users to enable two-factor authentication sometime this spring. Google is now starting to enforce this new two-factor account security measure, though. This measure is intended for Nest users that have not migrated to a Google account or enrolled in two-factor authentication where a code gets texted to your smartphone. Those remaining unsecured accounts will be forced to use email-based two-factor authentication at every single sign-in. This Nest two-factor authentication requirement, though, is rolling out this month, with Google actually alerting users via email before the change is implemented on all accounts. And finally, you may remember, or indeed were affected, by the recent Google Nest outages that took down live video and recording history. Well, it has been a few weeks since Google announced it was giving out refunds for the late February outage, but finally, the refunds are being applied to accounts. Emails going out to subscribers confirm that the refund has been applied to your card. As just mentioned, the refund is automatic with no user intervention, but it is worth checking your email to see if it has been confirmed as reaching your account. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.